The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Javion in Decatur. Javion writes, I got my wife a big cubic zirconia diamond when I proposed. I told her that I would get her a real one as soon as I'm able to. It's been less than 2 years and we just got a house. She keeps pressuring me. So should I go in debt to please her?
Well, you got to fix this right.
Yes. See, bro.
The women on the show, yes.
You in trouble, dog. You promised her a real one.
2 years.
She want a real one. And I can't help you get out of this. You said you're going to get one. She not going to stop pressing you. Y'all just got a house. Yeah, you know, yeah.
But don't go into debt, though, right?
No, okay, great.
Yeah, what you want, Shirley? You want the cubic zirconia? Is that what you want?
I don't
want to go into debt, though.
I didn't know you could get a yes out of Zubik Zubik zirconia. I didn't know you could get that.
What's it called?
Zubik zirconia.
Wow. You're not.
Cubic zirconia.
I tell you what, dude. You don't get no Zubik, okay?
I didn't get that.
All right, moving on to Michelle and Charlotte. Michelle says, I was talking to a male friend who's losing his hair, and he's got a beer belly, and he had the nerve to tell me that men don't like women with big stomachs. How can these men be so judgmental toward women when they look like pawpaws?
Yeah, I mean, you know, ain't that the double standard? That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You sitting up here talking about a woman's stomach, and then you got one. Most women, a lot of women have stomach because they done had babies and stuff. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. You just, you know, dog. But then your fat ass sitting over here acting like you all that. Hey, man, let me tell you something. You're losing your hair. You got a big ass stomach, and you ain't rich. You got to slow your roll down. You have got to slow your roll down.
Yeah.
Now, I know a lot of pot-bellied, bald-head dudes that's rich. And they can come in there, and you see them all the time with chicks. You see all that right there. But listen
to
me.
That's wealth.
Yeah. It ain't got nothing to do because they don't see his hair coming out. They don't see his fat ass stomach. What they see is that new house and swimming pool. They see the cars. They see the closet full of clothes. That's what they see.
Yeah.
But right now, homie, I think they looking dead at your pot belly and your hair falling out. You're going to have to be a little bit more careful.
Okay.
You know, I'll give you an example. Marjorie had a hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband, he was a big dude. Big dude. And this girl could do hair, man. And finally, she cut her hair real short like Carl and Shirley, like y'all. Came in with a hairstyle. She came up to the house. I didn't say nothing, but it was dope. It was dope, the way she cut her hair.
You knew not to say nothing?
I'm not finna compliment you. So, you know, I just said, woo-hoo. So she was talking about her husband, who was a big dude, real big. He saw her hair and he said, hey, you need to grow your hair back. I like long hair. Mm. She said, well, I like muscles, but we got each other, though, don't we?
Come on, sis.
She said, well, I like muscles, but we got each other, don't
okay.
we?
Scratch me and I'll scratch
you. Because he ain't got a cut on him no more. When I tell you big boy was big, I'm talking about, I mean loose big.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And he gonna tell her, hey, hey, you need to grow your hair back. I like long hair. She said, that's cool. I like muscles.
Mm. Mm. Where we at now?
Yeah. Yeah. And you said the cut was fly, huh?
Oh, the cut was fly.
All right. Ooh. Moving on to Donna in Philly, CLO. Donna writes, I have no privacy in our home, and my husband will walk in while I'm working from home and leave the door wide open. Same with the bathroom door. He always asks if I'm trying to hide something. How do I get him to respect my boundaries?
The bathroom?
Damn, I know. Bathroom. Come on, dude.
Lock the door. Yeah.
Yeah.
I go to the bathroom, I locks the door. I locks the door for protection from everybody.
Protection?
Yeah.
From the kitties?
You don't want to open this door. I'm just telling you right now.
That's just poor tendencies. That's what that is.
What you don't
I'm telling you right now. You don't want to open this door. I'm going to ruin you, the hallway, and possibly the next room around the corner. Don't open this damn door.
We get it. We get it. We get it.
What is wrong with you?
Because I done hung my pants up on that back hook on that door anyway. Because I got to be wide-legged. What I can't do is be in here. You know how people sit down and have their drawers around their ankle and their pants? I can't do that. I got to have my pants up on the back of that door, man. I got to sit wide-legged.
Because
I don't know what I'm going to have to do. I don't know if I got to grab that tie rack in front of me. Hold on. I don't know if I got to get a death grip on this hamper. I don't know if I got to reach over and hold these faucet handles. I don't know what I'm going to need to do. But I got to be able to get wide-legged so I can get my heels dug into the ground. I don't know how this going to go with you. I don't know how this going to go in here. Now, you can open this damn door if you want to. Your ass going to have to go to therapy.
You saying this too? I mean,
whoever opened the door, yeah,
like who?
Just whoever. Fiber,
kids, yeah. Grandkids, wife. I got fiber.
That's the problem.
Sometimes all that is fiber.
That's you what fiber does.
Fiber, meat. Y'all,
oh my God.
And you're always on one of your diets, Steve. Yeah,
yeah, so yeah. Mine damn near come out like it went in. Damn near.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Okay, last one. We're going to Frederick in Newark. Frederick says, I'm in the church choir, and one of the newer ladies moved some ladies around so she can sit directly in front of me. She openly flirts with me, and my wife is only a few pews over from me. I'm flattered, but it's got to stop. How do I approach this?
He's crazy.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hey, dog. You know, it is what it is, you know.
What do you mean?
You know, watch yourself. Careful. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you right now, your wife didn't spot it.
You already
I'm just
know.
Telling you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
She done peeped game. Then you lean over and kiki if you want to.
You better move down there with them baritones or something. You better get out your section.
Get over there and be an alto or something. Hey, man, you had to get your ass out the choir. That's my best. You got to get your ass out the choir
board.
And sit upstairs in the balcony. And dog, and you can't sing that good no way, dog. You ain't no lead singer. You background.
How do you just know? Come
on. He ain't no lead singer.
He would have started with that call. He would have said he sang lead.
He just no, he in the same section. That's why they move stuff around, because he right there. He in the middle. He a tenor. Because a tenor usually split up the sopranos and the altos. He in the middle. So he got to stay there. What husband and wife, both of them in the choir. Like everybody can sing. No, man, get up out of here. What's his name?
All right, Frederick. Frederick from Newark.
Yeah, man, when the last time you seen a Frederick that can sing? What? You ain't never met a singer named Frederick. Freddie, not Frederick.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on.
The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.